The Lord loves you tonight. He cares about your situation. He has the answers. It's a little burden the Lord's given me, I trust, will be encouragement to you. Scripture tells us that the thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, have it more abundantly. The Lord came to bring deliverance to the captive, to give them hope, give them opportunity, to lift them out of their situation and circumstances in life. If you look at the time of history where our Lord was born, you realize that humanity was steeped in deep darkness. And when the fullness of time was come, Jesus was born. God had ordained the entire plan for our Lord. And He made an effort while He was here to restore humanity to their rightful place, a relationship with God. He did miracles. He had compassion on the people. He reached out to them in any way that they had need. Some followed Him for the wrong reasons. Some followed Him for the loaves and the fishes. Some followed Him because they had had grievous torments and were delivered of those things. What the Lord wants us to do is to be willing to follow Him in faith, not just for the loaves and the fishes, not just for the benefits, but because He is Lord and Savior. I'd like to turn to the book of Mark, the 10th chapter. Begin reading in the 46th verse. They came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more, a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. Jesus passed by. Jesus has passed by in this meeting and He's given invitation in many different ways. He sent His word telling us about a highway to hell and giving us warning and opportunity to make the exit, to get off of that highway. He sent us admonition. He sent us encouragement. He sent us instruction. He's endeavored to teach us how to live our lives in a more pure and righteous and holy way, so that we can have the blessing of the Lord on our lives. His plan is full. It reaches to all, to whosoever will. In this instance, Bartimaeus sat by the highway side begging because he was a blind man. Jesus came by and he cried. They charged him to hold his peace, but he cried the more and great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer, rise. He calleth thee. The Scripture says, no man can come. Jesus said, no man can come unto me except the Father which sent me draw him. Bartimaeus had something inside of him that was reaching out and crying out to the Son of God. I don't know if he had heard of Jesus. I don't know if he had heard of the miracles. I don't know what the circumstances were. But he found out that there was one coming by and he began to cry out. He wanted his portion. Bartimaeus, be still, be quiet. No, this is my chance. This is my hope. I've been blind all my life, and this is my hope. Jesus stood still. They called a blind man, Be of good cheer, comfort, rise. He calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. I'm thankful we have this little story of Bartimaeus in the Scriptures. There are a lot of things about that old time, that Bible time, that I don't know much about. Didn't live then. But I've understood that there were different garments and clothes that people who had infirmities were required to wear to identify them. The lepers. They had a certain garment that they wore, and as they moved about, or when folks would come close to them, they would ring a bell, cry out, unclean, unclean. What a lot in life. To be pushed away and separated from the rest of humanity and have to spend your time with others who were afflicted and unclean, unclean. To have to be in that circumstance of life. And Bartimaeus was one who was a blind man, a beggar, sat by the highway side begging. He wore a blind man's garment. And those that came by and saw him, having mercy and compassion on him, might stop and put a little something in this basket or whatever he had there to receive, whatever alms or food or whatever it was they gave him. But Jesus came by and he began to cry out, Lord, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Help me, Lord. Here I am and I'm desperate for you. I need something from you and you've got it. And I'm waiting for this time. And Jesus called him. And they said, Be of good cheer. Be of comfort. Good comfort. Arise. He calleth thee. It's going to be all right. Yeah. And the Scripture tells us here that he got up and cast away that garment in an act of faith and going to the Lord. I can just about see and feel the heartbeat that in his chest. You ever been excited, folks? You're facing something and the moment's nearing. The time is nearing. It's amazing the changes that go on in these bodies. Sometimes we don't even realize the subtle changes. We see the clock turning on the wall, and we have an appointment. We're supposed to be at a certain place at a certain time. These bodies work off of that clock. The blood pressure starts to rise. The heart rate increases. All of the adrenaline starts to flow. Things change in these bodies. I believe that's what happened to Bartimaeus. Here's my hope. Here's my opportunity. I'm getting up from here. He said, come to him. Cast off my garment. That thing that the Lord that had identified him as a blind man and a beggar, it's time to get rid of it. That thing that would hold a man down, that thing that the enemy wants to drape us in, that cloak that he wants to put around you to identify you as one of his, it's time to get rid of it. Stand up. Throw the thing off. Lord, whatever it is that you've been binding the devil, whatever it is you've been binding me with in my life, I don't wear that garment anymore. I remember many years ago, I used to sing a song with my father-in-law. And some of the words of the song were of a man who gave his heart to the Lord, but he'd been a bad father, he'd been a bad husband. He said, then I went back to the place where I used to live. And my little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, have no fear. You got a brand new daddy now. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. That old man, as the Scripture says, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The Lord has deliverance. And he said, and then I went back to the place that I used to go. A change had gone over this man's life. And when he met his family in the home, they were afraid. They cowered. He was a bad man. But he said, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, thanks to God, thanks to Jesus, cast away that garment. Cast away that garment of alcoholism, of drugs, of habits, whatever it was that had him bound, whatever it is that has you bound, you can cast that garment away and put on a white robe. The robe of righteousness. The one that the Lord will give to you. The wedding garment. The one that will let you be claimed as His bride. Praise the Lord tonight, folks. You have hope. Hope is extended. Opportunity extended. The love of God, the mercy of the Lord extended. The Scripture tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Lord has a work to do for every one of us. He has deliverance for you. I know it's just a few minutes here this evening, but I want to encourage you that if you've been draped, cloaked with a garment, that's not a wedding garment. It's not the Lord's garment. The Lord passes by. And will you by faith stand up and cast off that garment and accept the one that the Lord has for you this evening? Maybe we could stand and sing an invitation song. Be encouraged tonight. Look to the Lord. He has the answers for you. Whatever you need, He has it. Come and pray.